Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Agents and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Other things make no sense, like chicken fingers. Last time I checked, birds don't have fingers. And don't get me started on buffalo wings.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV. Geico also has discounts for military and federal employees.
But it makes no sense that the word abbreviation is so long.
On the other hand, it still makes total sense to switch to Geico. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. They even have local agents you can meet face-to-face.
Conversely, it makes no sense that a doctor's workplace is called a practice. Aren't they supposed to be done practicing after med school?
So, California, it makes sense to switch to Geico. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
Donate your car to Cars for Kids. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today. Or go to carsforkids.com to schedule a contact-free pickup from the comfort of your home. Make a difference in the life of a child and donate today. Cars for Kids also accepts boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Together, we will make our local businesses and communities strong. Move California forward.
Communications Director Edward Lee says, for the people who run the Mobilize Love outreach trucks, tackling racial inequality means addressing basic needs.
It starts with issues that people of color are facing on a daily basis. Our target is really ensuring that communities of color have access to these outreach trucks on a regular basis, and we provide them these free meals so that they don't go hungry.
For more info on what's moving forward in your community, go to radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mr. Clean. Most people know the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
Whether you stop by a locally owned Napa Auto Part, Napa Auto Care, or visit Napa online, if you need help with your ride, you can count on Napa know-how.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, 888-957-9570. What is your reaction to Howard Eskin, sports radio legend, the king of sports radio in Philadelphia? What is your reaction to what he had to say about Gabe Kapler, DeSean Jackson, Riley Cooper? Howard Eskin moments ago said the Giants have no chance, zero chance with Gabe Kapler as a manager. Said it to be fun, but they have zero chance at actually winning. Howard Eskin moments ago, you could go to the radio.com app and rewind that interview. Fellas, what do you guys think about Howard Eskin? Zero chance with Gabe Kapler for the Giants.
You know, I wonder how much he's going to matter this year. Managing this team that has no expectations. Keep in mind, Kapler was managing in a much different situation in Philly. They had expectations. So finishing 500 over the course of 2 years was a disappointment and maybe even a failure back in Philadelphia. This team is not supposed to be good. So how much at the end of the day will we be able to really say, man, if they would have had a different manager, they might have won five more games? I wonder. And I also think, and I mean this, that Zaidi and Kapler, because of their relationship in a crazy kind of way, Farhan knows. He knows that Kapler's not going to lift the Giants by himself. And I think they both have an understanding that this is a rebuild. And the question is, do the people higher than Farhan have the patience to stick this out if you believe in what both these guys are going to try to do?
Yes, Donnie, because when you were gone and Buster made that announcement, I got kind of excited, like, okay, Joey Bart, here we go. And it's not quite like that. They got two other catchers, but it'll be some time before we see Bart, it looks like. But I thought he was the predecessor. I was like, the success, I thought, okay, that's what I'll look forward to. But I'll say this about Gabe. That was not a ringing endorsement by Howard at all. But at the end of the day, Bonte and Steiny, Gabe Kapler's not pitching. He's not hitting. He's not fielding. So I get Howard and where he, you know, 0%. But at the end of the day, they got 60 games. The players do to make a difference and perform. And if a couple guys, you know, do their thing or play above their heads, how can we say we know for sure that they can't compete for 2 months?
Well, I mean, first of all, it sounds like Howard, and I get the same sense when I watch Gabe Kapler, but it's a baseball game, is that he doesn't have a feel for the game. You know, I think Steiny and I actually attended the same game on a Friday night when the Phillies were in town last year. Bryce Harper hit two home runs, monster shots, but Gabe Kapler in that game, remember he made a move. He was starting a lefty. I forget the lefty he started, and he took him out of the game and brought in another lefty. It did. It was just a turnstile of pitchers coming into the game where I'm like, what is this guy doing? And that's basically what Howard is alluding to. You got to have a feel for the game. Yeah, sure. Pitchers got to pitch. Hitters got to hit. But we all know the talent with the Giants is very dire right now. They got a bunch of young guys in the minors, and they got a lot of old veterans. You got to be able to pull some strings here and there. And what Howard said about the players feeling comfortable, not necessarily liking them, but knowing that Gabe Kapler is not going to come down their road per se, I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if that's a good thing at all for a rebuilding team.
You know what? Believe it or not, I didn't hear – of course, it wasn't a ringing endorsement, but I did hear some good things there. And here's the other thing. First of all, if pitchers have to pitch the three batters minimum, yeah. All right, one problem is almost solved by itself. Okay, that's the first thing. Secondly, we know how married Farhan Zaidi is to Kapler. So there's always going to be the reaction to what happens on the field and an understanding that, you know what, Farhan's in agreement with this philosophy by and large. So that's where I see, like, Farhan's on the same page as Kapler, probably wants him to manage a certain way. Kapler is going to be able to do that. And so the thing that you criticize most about Kapler is actually really coming from upstairs, is what I'm saying. And so that's just going to have to be the manager that Farhan wants. But as far as getting along with the players, and he's a little, what's the word? He's kind of fun. You know, he takes himself a little bit serious at times, uses big words. But I didn't hear anything in there that was a deal breaker. I really didn't.
Yeah, and I guess, you know what, Steiny? Kapler controls the deal breaker, because I'll say this, just looking at the NL West and the schedule, Bonte, which you mentioned, on paper, this is no shocker, the Giants have the worst lineup in the National League right. West. I mean, you got some, the Arizona, Adam Marte, the Dodgers, we know what they are, the Padres. So this is not going to be an easy run. But Steiny, I heard he's a people's guy, people's manager, the personal skills are there, but I didn't hear Bruce Bochy. And now, Bonte, you talk about the game you guys attended to, so everybody can approve, but this guy's definitely got warts. But this new rule, which Howard alluded to and Steiny, it's got to help guys that play musical chairs with pitchers now, because you can't do it as fast as you want to do it.
888-957-9570. Is there anything Gabe Kapler can do that will make you optimistic about him managing the Giants going into 2021? 888-957-9570. Because from what I remember after the introductory press conference, Giants fans were totally down on Gabe Kapler. Totally down on him. Didn't want him to replace Bruce Bochy. A lot of people feel like he's a placeholder. But I think he, maybe Farhan did look at Gabe as a placeholder, but let's not forget he was a finalist for the Dodgers job when Farhan Zaidi was in the Dodgers organization. So Farhan is obviously fond of Gabe Kapler. And you hear Howard Eskin from Philadelphia, Sports Radio in Philadelphia, WIP, say that Kapler's a very good guy. He is a good dude. But, man, when it comes to being a manager in baseball, he's kind of a bozo who's just stuck into his computer. And is that the Giants' way? You know, Stein Eagle, would you guys say, hey, will the Giants, will they get sick of Gabe Kapler? I think of Larry Bear. I think of the Giants ownership group. This is something completely different for that group. The Farhan Zaidis, the Gabe Kaplers of the world. The Giants are behind when it comes to analytics, so I wonder how they feel about Gabe Kapler right now if this was solely on Farhan Zaidi.
The other thing with that I think is, like, I think I know what Eskin's talking about. You know, Pat, so Eskin's a little bit of an agitator. Of course, he'll acknowledge that. He's not afraid to ask tough questions, not afraid to try to put guys on the spot. And clearly Kapler never took the bait. He never took the bait, according to Eskin. He just would look at you and answer the question. And so that tells me a little bit that Kapler treats the thing with the media as kind of a game. You know, yeah, he's going to back up his players. He's going to say things in the media that he hopes some of his players will see and realize, man, this guy's got our back. But I think Kapler's also the kind of guy where, you know, Eskin would put him on the spot at a press conference, and then the press conference would be over, and then they would just talk. And so that in and of itself kind of tells me that, like, Kapler's not, he's not naive. Let's put it that way. He's not naive, and he knows, you know, he knows how to, like, he just was in Philly for 2 years. This is not going to be Philly. Right. Especially under the conditions of the pandemic and shortened season. So I do think in a way it bolsters, what is it, bolster? It gives me a little more, I'm going to give him a little more leeway. I'm definitely going to give him a little more slack in a 60-game season.
Guru, it sounds like you're a little optimistic about this team actually competing. You want to get this, it sounds like you're a little optimistic with the 60-game season.
I'll say this. Forget the Giants. If it were any team, the Rays or any other, the Pirates, the fact that it's 60 games, I'll put my feet in the water and say, you know what? What Steiny talked about, you got 2 months. That's longer than 6 months, so the odds are better that maybe you could pull something off. But about Kapler, just listening to you two, we've all said he gets kind of the pass, you know, to where he can't fall on his face. And I know these are long odds, but there's a chance the Giants could go out here and shock the world and win the World Series. You know, they're not. But if they did, he's got all that to gain. Yeah, he's got all that to gain in a season that he's destined to not really take much flack because of, I guess that is the definition of house money, Steiny and Bonte. The fact that, you know, he's getting an initial pass, we kind of all said it to a degree, but yet you still technically could win the whole shebang, long shot. what's kind of interesting to see how this will play out and if he'll be relaxed, if he'll be, you know, if he'll come into his own.
Here's what Howard Eskin had to say about the Giants and Gabe Kapler having a chance in San Francisco. Here's what Howard Eskin just said about Kapler, saying that basically he has no chance in San Francisco.
I feel compassion for Gabe because he's kind of locked in this world that he can't get out of. I wish him the best, but he's got no chance out there. He's got no chance. He's following Bruce Bochy. He's following how many World Series? What do you have, 3 World Series championships under Bochy? He's got no shot. But he's got till next year now because of the season that we're in right, or the season that we will be in right now.
Well, wow, no shots, Donnie.
You know what, though? Let me ask you guys a serious question. With this particular Giants team, who's the best manager in baseball? Would they have a shot with the best manager in baseball?
Come Probably on. Not.
Probably not.
If you don't have the horses, you can't win the race.
Yeah. So really, the situation right now with the Giants could be summed up as, man, right now, no manager's got a shot at that team. But the bottom line is, if they go 25-35, which I think, okay, it's about what you would, that you know, okay. And then next year, they're 500. He might have a shot to get the next 2 years if it becomes obvious that the Giants have gotten better over 2 years. I mean, that's really what he's got to do.
I remember the day at this when we were in studio, the press conference, and we took it live. And before the pandemic, I mean, people were calling, and we kind of talked about it. Not saying it's right, but we saw a scenario, Bonte, to where this could be a one and done if the Giants didn't produce during 162 games and it got ugly. But now it's definitely not that. And there's nothing worse as a professional organization when you look for a manager 96% of the time, if it's not personal, it's a bad sign that you're not getting it done on the field, the court, or whatnot. So I don't know how good of a look it would be if they were to hire Kapler and then in 1 year tell him to kick rocks. So that's not going to happen, and you got some stability.
Honestly, I don't think that was ever going to happen, the one-and-done scenario. I don't think that was ever going to happen. Even if the Giants say they go 60-102, I don't think one-and-done was ever going to happen unless – Gabe Kapler had a PR hit where,
exactly,
you know, yes.
And that's what I thought it was
all
be.
Over
right,
again.
Right.
Right. But if he just manages a club and he's a good guy, he handles the media well, players like him, he was going to get the benefit of the doubt. I honestly believe this was a 2 to 3 year marriage at best, just to start. Now, you throw away the 60 game season, he gets a pass. We all forgot about him. Next year, again, it could be the last year for Buster Posey, could be the last year for Brandon Belt, could be the last year for Brandon Crawford, could be the last year for Evan Longoria, could be the last year for Johnny Cueto, Tony Watt. I mean, seriously, this team is going to go through a dramatic shift. So you look at this season and next season, and I'm saying as long as Gabe Kapler is the good guy that Howard Eskin just said he is, he's going to be here in 2022. There's no doubt he's going to be here in 2022 because he's a Farhan guy. When he's a finalist for the Dodgers job, when Farhan was in that organization, that tells me that Farhan believes in Gabe Kapler's skills as a baseball manager. So I never believed, fellas, that it was a one-and-done situation.
Yeah, I would hesitate on 2022. Mm. But I do think he's going to get, obviously, this year and right. all next year. The other thing is, and Bonte, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Kapler is not going to get fired for taking out a lefty and bringing in a righty when right. people think that the lefty should have stayed in. He's not going to get fired for that or those kind of moves. I mean, Farhan knows what this guy is. The only thing that's going to get Kapler in trouble is like a disastrous season, like a clubhouse fracas where there's a mutiny. But
right.
if you look at the Giants roster and their whole culture, I don't see that happening either. So I think you bring Kapler in because you want some equilibrium maybe for 2 years where you know the manager and the GM are on the same page together to try to get some improvement in 2 years. If they get improvement in 2 years, Kapler's got a shot. If not, you got to move on.
And Steiny, while you were off, Shasky and Bonte and I, we batted around. I'll ask you right now, real quick here, who the best player on the Giants is. If you had to fill in an answer, who would you say without Posey right now you're going to tune into or fans can tune into? I said it's Hunter Pence. He made the All-Star team last year. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to be Brandon Crawford. Steiny, he had everything. He looked like he was going to be a star, and now not so much.
You know, if you would ask me that question before Posey opted out, I wouldn't have said Buster Posey. I think who could be a little bit of a wild card is Longoria. He's got a track record. Okay, he's succeeded in the past. He's not quite over the hill. So I could see Longoria putting up some half-decent numbers. And you know what else? I think, and you might laugh, you know, Brandon Belt's going to hit 260.
I won't laugh.
You know, he's going to hit.
I'm going to laugh. But
but when you look at that Giants lineup, I mean, like right. Belt might be, you know, Belt could be the best player for this year for the Giants.
And is that saying much if Brandon Belt's your best player? Like, I'm looking at the opening day lineup, right? Clayton Kershaw's going to be on the mound for the Dodgers.
Oh, man.
Brandon Belt's not even going to be in the lineup. He's not even going to be in a lineup.
What do you mean?
He's a left-handed hitter, and he doesn't hit Kershaw at all. Like, he's not even going to be in the opening day lineup. Like, I do think there's something to Evan Longoria. I think there's something to Brandon Crawford. Heck, Hunter Pence. But I look at a guy like Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto may be their most valuable player on his team. Now he's going to take the bump every 5 days.
Yeah,
so he's not an everyday
that.
Player,
yeah.
Of course, and I do hate that. But that's what Gabe Kapler's working with here. He's not working with much. He's not working with much at all.
And, you know, the other thing I was thinking about is if you're the Giants, okay, you're not competing, but, you know, Belt's maybe Brandon Belt, but a little better. Longoria's having a nice year. They might be able to turn those players into something.
That's what I'm saying.
Because in a shortened season, you know, let's just say Longoria's hitting 280 and he's, you know, whatever, on a pace, he'd hit 30 homers over an 162-game season. That may be valuable to some team. Thinking short season, let's go for it.
I thought of that. Well, yeah.
And that's where, you know, we had this argument about Madison Bumgarner. When do you trade him? And I thought the Giants always missed their boat when he had a year left on the deal. Baseball teams, especially contenders, they love to trade for a guy when they know they have control of his contract for another season. That's the thing we got with Brandon Belt. That's the thing we got here with Brandon Crawford. That's the thing you see here with Buster Posey, who I think is a candidate. It wouldn't shock me if Buster Posey got traded in the offseason. And I think that's what Farhan is looking at. He's looking at all these deals that have – you look at all these deals that have 1 year left. That is very attractive to teams where they say, okay, I'll trade for Brandon Belt. He's on pace to hit 30 over 162. I at least have him for the start of 2021, and I can decide what I want to do with him there. So to your point, Steiny, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of tradable contracts here. Jeff Shamarja, if he comes out, he's 4-0 right off the start. 4-0. He's going to be a free agent after the season. That's a trade candidate. You know, Johnny Cueto, if he balls out here, he's a free agent after 2022 where the Giants could buy him out for $5 million. That's a trade candidate. So you have a lot of tradable pieces here in 2021. That's why I think Kapler is going to be the manager of the Giants in 2022. I think he at least gets next year, through next year, gets to start 2022, fellas.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
That would be where the number would be set at the end of 2021. Will Kapler be the manager at the start of the 2022 season? I think that's a fair question to ask.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think anybody knows the answer yet. And I think the answer could be yes. And if the answer is yes, that means we're doing a show 2 years from now where we're saying, man, Giants, who would have thought from where they were 2 years ago, look at this, battling for a wild card.
Yeah, because Bonte, what did we say real quick here? Oh, we're going to see the young kids, all the young kids in action for the Giants. And when these 60 games starts, it's not going to be that. And if these guys, the older guys, I'll just call them fossils, don't get traded. Steiny, I was telling Bonte and Shasky, this is not an overnight thing. This rebuild may take some time. You know, it's just, especially with baseball. So hopefully, you know, those are options to where a couple of these guys get hot and some teams contending, you know, or give up something for him. But other than that, you got a lot of fat to cut off the bone here to get back in contention, because there aren't young guys at every spot like an Oakland A's team, you know?
No doubt about it. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Bay Alarm. We want to hear from you, Giants fans. 888-957-9570. Is there anything Gabe Kapler can do that will make you optimistic about him managing the Giants going into 2021? Howard Eskin for Philadelphia says the Giants have zero chance of being successful with Gabe Kapler as a manager. What about you, Giants fans? Are you optimistic about Gabe Kapler? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game, sponsored by Bay Alarm. When it comes to looking out for your business, Bay Alarm brings the best, like professionally monitor video verification proven to catch crooks and prevent false alarms. Because if your security's not the best, you're not secure. Now, more than ever, Bay Alarm.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't forget about the top 10 here at 95.7 The Game. You heard number 10 yesterday at 8:30 in the morning. It was Madison Bumgarner. At 3:30, Steve Young was named number 9 on the all-time Bay Area athlete list. Of course, this is the fans list. The fans list. Today at number 8, Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott was number 8 on the fans list of the greatest athletes in Bay Area sports history. At 3:30 today, number 7 will be revealed. Number 7 will be revealed today at 3:30 on Damon Radulkowski. Steiny, we had a lot of fun with the list right before you went, and we will get back into Gabe Kapler in just a second. Just your thoughts on Madison Bumgarner and Steve Young at number 10 and 9, and I'll get Guru's thoughts on Steve Young. But Matt Bum at 10, I thought it's not egregious, but I wouldn't have had him in the top 10. Steiny there? I don't know. We don't have Steiny. Guru.
Yeah.
What do you think it's about Ronnie Lott?
You can
Lott?
See his picture on Zoom. Yeah. He's not top.
Yeah, no, he's like frozen.
Right. Hey, Ronnie Lott, he made my top 10. And you know what? The more I thought about it, I felt like I disrespect. Nobody's disrespected, Goo, but I'm talking third person. He could have been higher and it could have been okay. I think I should have made, you know, a bigger stink to put Ronnie higher after you think of all the accolades and what he meant for the Niners. I'm just telling you, he got overshadowed and it happened. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, but he was there even before Jerry. But I think a lot of people forget that. But Ronnie belongs on this list just like Mad Bum.
No doubt. Carmen Policy was talking about it. He said Ronnie Lott was a man's man. And I think Ronnie Lott is forgotten about when it comes to one of the best defensive players, one of the best safeties of all time. Of course, he started as a cornerback when he was drafted.
7 interceptions his rookie year.
Yes, absolutely. They went as 3 rookies in that secondary when the Niners won their first Super Bowl in Pontiac, Michigan against the Cincinnati Bengals, and then moved the safety in 1985, and he became known for the woo hit, cutting off his pinky. So I think it's appropriate.
B, I wouldn't have cut off the digit. Yeah, I wouldn't have cut off the digit. Cut it off. B, I'm keeping it real. No, and then go back out there. I couldn't do it, man.
That's what makes you legendary. That's what makes you go to every restaurant in the Bay Area and eat for free. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Who was that on Twitter 42? That came down your road and said you had those out like you give them out too easy? The eat-for-free card. That was pretty funny.
But you see, I really don't, if you really look at my track record on Twitter about giving out these free meals. I really don't give them out. I give them out every now and then. I give out some half-off deals. I give out some free sodas. Shasky's known to do that, too. Oh, you're going to put everybody out of business. No, I'm not. We got sponsorships. It's all right. It.
Yeah, Ronnie Lott, I'm with it. 42. He couldn't play today. He wouldn't earn no money. He would get fined every game. He used to hit. He was the hitter, man. Ronnie Lott.
Woo hits is what they called him. Woo hits is what they called him. Gabe Kapler. Let's get back over to that because baseball's coming back. We got 6 days. 6 days before exhibition baseball with the Giants and A's. 9 days before opening day. And I am fired up for that doubleheader. Yankees, Nationals. Of course, the Nationals are the defending champs. They beat the Astros in 7 games in last year's World Series. And then we got Giants, Dodgers. Yeah. Giants, Dodgers at Chavez Ravine, Cueto versus Kershaw. I'm getting jacked up for that. 9 days away from baseball, and we'll see Gabe Kapler managed the Giants for the first time. Obviously, Bruce Bochy's been here for a long time, so we'll see a different manager there. Gabe Kapler, what if the Giants, let me throw this at you, Goo. Say the Giants go 30-30 or 35-25. Does Gabe Kapler get any credit for that?
There's no doubt. It just comes with the territory, yes. And you listen to guys, Howard's not all by himself. We don't expect anything from him. He had talent in Philly 2 years. He was 161 and 163. Let me help you mathematicians out. That's under 500 with talent. He doesn't have that here, but if somehow they can go 30 and 30, fellas, Steiny, I think he'll get credit, and rightfully so, because if you didn't give him credit, you would have an agenda. And you wouldn't be being fair.
What's the over-under for the Giants? 22.5?
Wow, man.
I thought it was 21.5.
21.5?
Yeah. Howard got me wanting to under, Steiny. Hammer to under.
Yeah, boy. I don't know who I'm comfortable betting on with overs and unders. But I think 25 and 35 would – you know, you always have to see how it looks. You know, the Giants start out 10 and 30, and then they play 500 ball the rest of the way, and they've gotten better from the first month to the second. Okay, then that 25 means something, maybe. You know, you start out 13 and 9, and then you only win 21 games. You go 8 and 30, the rest of, or 8 and 25, whatever, you know, and the team starts losing, getting a little demoralized. That's a little different, but I think just on the surface, 25 wins. Take that for the Giants.
Ooh, you're taking the over?
Wow.
Over 21?
No. I'm saying if the
I'm a Giants fan
and they go
gotcha.
25 and
that,
35,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think everybody's taking that. That's a success. Hell, you may be in a playoff race this year if you're 25 and 35. Because remember, they expanded the playoffs.
That's right.
They expanded the playoffs. So if they go 25 and 35, we may go into the last week of the baseball season saying, oh, boy, the Giants, what are they may be in a wild card race here. I just don't see it happening, though, with the schedule. And when you look at the lineup, Goo.
Yeah, I was going to bet you lunch that Brandon Bell would be in the opening day lineup, even though those numbers are bad versus Kershaw. I just don't see a scenario with this roster to where he would be sitting, so that'll be fun to watch. But I want to ask you, too, because Posey has not retired, and I know you mentioned Bonte, he may request a trade, but I can tell you this, if everything goes well and they start the season in April next year and he's the catcher for the Giants, what phase are the Giants in regard to a rebuild? Has it even started? Because you got so many fossils at every position, Steiny. And when I say fossils, not the players, just the contracts that you're trying to get rid of. So we're not seeing the kids yet. And I'm just wondering, how close are we to the rebuild? We're not in full rebuild mode right now, right?
I think you are, even though you still – I mean – you're never going to be done with it until, you know, Belt's done and Crawford's done. As for Posey, I think there's absolutely room for Buster Posey to kind of usher in the next era of Giants, particularly Joey Bart. I mean, the Giants have been so careful with Bart about not rushing him up here. To me, that tells me if we come back next year and they're ready for Joey Bart to be behind the plate. Okay, well, catchers, especially a young catcher, give him 120 games behind the plate. That means Posey catches 40 of those 160. You put Posey at first base, another 40 to 60 games. I mean, that might be the kind of player he finishes up as a Giant. You know, only playing 100, 110 games. But I think Posey... I don't know how Posey feels, but he'll either be totally fine with the Giants' direction, or he will have other goals and say, you know what, I'm open to being moved.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're going to be at next season. I really do. $21.4 million owed to Buster Posey in 2021. $22 million in 2022, but the Giants have a club option that includes a $3 million buyout, so I don't know if Buster Posey will request a trade, but I could see both parties saying, you know what, I want to be in a winning situation. I really don't want to be part of a rebuild. I've been here for, you know, since the beginning of the decade. We're not going anywhere right now. I get it. You want to bring the kids up. Do me a solid and get me to a contender. I could totally see that happening with Buster Posey. And I think this fan base would understand it. I think the front office would understand it. I think we'd all understand that Buster Posey would want to move on from the Giants here. And I think that's what we're going to look at over the next 2 years. I really do, fellas. I want to go back, though, to Gabe Kapler's introductory press conference, a press conference that Buster Posey was at, because we were trying to think, man, what is he going to think about the new manager? What is Crawford and Bell? What are these guys going to think about Gabe Kapler after the allegations and the cover-up back in 2015 within the Dodgers organization? Here's what Kapler had to say about connecting with the city. Firstly, here's what he had to say about connecting with the city of San Francisco.
I got a text early this morning from a former teammate of mine who remembered back to like mid-2000s and me saying I was really excited about going to San Francisco because I connect with the city, I connect with the food, I connect with the opportunity to walk the city, which is something that I share in common with Boach. And I can tell you that over the last couple of days, I've walked from the ballpark to Nob Hill to the financial district and really was witness to what I believe to be one of the most diverse and accepting cities on the planet. And that probably excites me more than anything else about coming to San Francisco.
What do you guys think about that? Is he a San Francisco type of guy? He talked about walking to Nob Hill from the ballpark and
sound
the food.
Good.
And,
sound
yeah,
good.
It does sound good, but is he a
gave people love to the people, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, he knew what he was doing.
Absolutely. Yep, you're absolutely right. He knew what he was doing, and good for him. He had to do it, too. I mean, what's he going to do? Come in and say, you know what?
Wow.
I don't care if the fans don't like me right off the bat. I'll show them. I'll show him. He can't, you know, he obviously can't do that. Not with this team anyway.
No, no doubt. Here's what he had to say about the L.A. situation. He apologized because remember that presser, I felt like for the first 35, 40 minutes, it was all about the situation in 2015. Here's what Gabe Kapler had to say about that L.A. situation.
I think if I could go back and do some of the Dodgers stuff different, I probably would have called my mom and asked her a few more questions about which steps to take. And to Farhan's point, figuring out ways to support even better. I think this is the right time to say that I'm sorry that I didn't make all the right moves. Everything that I did, I acted on from a place of goodness and from my heart and wanting to do the right thing. But I was naive. I was in over my skis and trying to do things on my own when it was very clear that I needed counsel, and I needed counsel from people like I've met in this community over the course of the last 2 weeks. And going forward, I would be seeking out that counsel.
In over my skis. Did you buy that apology?
I'll just say this. In the current climate that we're in now and the allegations, the fact that I'm not saying Gabe's heart wasn't in the right place, but when you supersede like the human resource department and try to decipher, you know, set up a meeting with the accused of that's dire right there, Steiny. Sometimes you just, even if your intentions were good, the fact that you went totally against the grain and tried to do it what you thought was the right way, I mean, he's lucky again to be employed. That's all I'll say to that, because that was some heavy stuff that he was trying to, you know, play peacemaker or see what was going on. But man, I'll just say this, he's lucky to be managing.
I actually haven't heard that obviously since the press conference, and maybe it's just that everybody's perspective, or at least mine, has changed. Okay, I'm gonna take you at your word. I'm gonna take you at your word on that, and I'm gonna assume you're telling the truth and you're being forthright and conscientious. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes of varying degrees. And we always talk about, well, how many chances do you get? 2, 3, 4, 5? How come this guy gets 7? How come this guy doesn't get 2? We just heard Howard Eskin on. All right, Howard Eskin for 30 minutes essentially ripped Kapler as a manager but said he's a good person. So he's been around him for 2 years. I heard Kapler. So you gotta give somebody a chance to move forward. I think if they're willing to to acknowledge they made a mistake and they're trying to learn from it.
No, I'm with you here. And actually, when I heard that apology, all right, yeah, sure, he gets the benefit of the doubt. We give everybody a second chance in this country for the most part. However, I thought when I heard the apology, my mind kind of shifted towards Farhan Zaidi and said, boy, Farhan's getting off easy. Nobody even knew he was part of this, and he covered it up himself when he got the job in San Francisco, and the fact that he covered it up and he was on, felt like he was on the witness stand during that introductory press conference. I actually looked at Farhan and said, boy, you lost some Q rating there, Farhan. You really did. Here's what Gabe Kapler had to say about building people first. Says he wants to build people up first and then the players.
You know, one of the things that's come up with some of the issues from the Dodgers is using this as an opportunity. It's a moment that can create a movement. And from my perspective, that means talking about the issues, talking about them openly, not shying away from them. And specifically, when I get in front of Buster and when Woe gets in front of our team, devoting ourselves and dedicating ourselves to first going out and getting educated ourselves, but then educating our players. And as we educate our players, making that as important as the baseball work that they're doing. I think Farhan will tell you that in Los Angeles, one of the things that I felt very strongly about was building people first and baseball players second. I maintain that to this day, and I don't think that I'm going to convince you that that's who I am in this press conference. But I think that over the course of my time in Los Angeles and over the course of my time in Philadelphia, people will say that I cared about people first.
How are the players going to take that? Do they want to be educated as people, or do they just want to go play baseball?
Well,
wow.
I mean, it's a nice thing to say. And if I'm a player, I'm not putting too much emphasis on that, because my first thought is, okay, that's what a manager says sometimes. He's even a better person than he is a player. By the way, if everybody were a better person than they were a player, this country would be in much better shape, but that's not the case. Anyway,
we're definitely out of shape.
We got a text that said, let's not be dumb about this. Ownership had him make that meeting happen, and that meeting obviously with some leaders of the community, et cetera. Okay, so they made him. He went. I mean, he didn't say, you know what? And I get it. He had a job at hand, but he went. He went, and he's saying all the right things. And you know what? The way we are now, people are going to doubt. They're going to doubt. They're going to say, show me. And he'll either show people over time that something he did a long time ago is in the past, or he won't. Or he won't, and then he'll go down as a failure, as a manager at least.
And I'm not making excuses. You guys tell me how you feel, but again, Kyle, this morning in the pre-show meeting, 6 days to exhibition games, and then, you know, ten before we actually start playing. It just doesn't seem like these players have had an off season to get in conditioning. Normally, you know, spring training is forever. Let's like wrap it up. I mean, I need to pinch myself that, dude, in 2 weeks, we're going to be watching actual games that count. And I just have not been, you know, I'm not drunk on watching these guys because they haven't get in shape. And it's just uncanny. And I honestly believe it gives the teams like the Giants some, not a lot, but it's got to give the underdog some type of an advantage to be able to compete longer in 60 games in a normal season. I'm here for it, man.
I don't know, Koo. We're catching back up to where we were with the Giants before the shutdown. Basically reintroducing ourselves to Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler, new manager of the San Francisco Giants, with baseball coming back in 9 days, opening day back in 9 days, Giants Dodgers down at LA. Of course, the Giants and A's will play 2 exhibition games next week. Of course, you can catch that on NBC Sports Bay Area, Monday at 6:40, Tuesday at 6:45. Monday, the A's and Giants will play at the Oakland Coliseum. Tuesday, it'll be at Oracle Park here in San Francisco. Let's go out to Buck. Buck in Beaumont, Texas, wants to talk about Gabe Kapler and the Giants here on 95.7 The Game. What's happening, Buck?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? I tuned on the show today, and I felt like I just left the doctor's office, and they told me my only chance was life support. Man, we're already talking about when Gabe Kapler may get fired. He hasn't even managed the game yet. We got to give the guy a little bit of a chance. I know it's not a great hire. The fans did not look at it. And then I did get a little down when they said, when you guys mentioned the best player making 100 pence. And, man, I thought I was talking to my doctor again, fellas. That they don't have a lot of talent. But I think I think the best thing, case scenario for the Giants, like Guru said, if they come out to a fast start, there's only 60 games. But if they cut out to a slow start, I think thank God for Hunter Pence is not in Philadelphia with this talent, because they would eat him alive, fellas. What's your guys' take on that?
I think everybody on this show.
Wow.
I can only speak for myself, but I'm completely open-minded to Kapler. In fact, I'm probably more open-minded to him now than I was the day of the press conference, just because things have changed. I mean, our world has changed. And no, I wouldn't. I'm not talking about firing him already, but there's some realities out there. And Kyle brought it up. You go 20-40, and then next year you start 10-30. Well, then, yeah, you got to start thinking about things. But let's see him go 20-40 and then 10-30, and we'll talk about it at that time. But I'm definitely open-minded to Kapler, because and this team doesn't have any expectations. He almost can't fail unless there's just a major disaster. Something happens. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
How fair is this, though? And I hear you, Stani. I'm open to him, and I think things have changed in his favor. Not that he would want things to go down the way they did in our country for that to happen, but people are being, more open-minded. But 161 and 163 in Philly, and then getting your papers, I mean, he had a lot more talent, way more talent. Philly was expected to do things. So I'm not going to blame it all on him, but we can say from a managerial standpoint, maybe that's what Howard Eskin was alluding to, that he had a pretty damn good team that had expectations. And for whatever reason, Bontan Steiny, they didn't get it done, and they had to make a change. Now, maybe he's grown from that, but I'm almost like, Steiny, damn, okay, what's he bringing to this team? This kind of old and unathletic, and then it's, maybe bringing for him to be able to work with, but that 161 and 163 is not 60 games, and there's a lot there, and I'm just hoping maybe he's grown as a manager. But I'm here, and we'll give him a chance, but I think that's real, though. That's a lot of baseball games for a talented team to be under 500.
I don't know if I'm optimistic, because I feel like Gabe Kapler is going to be here for 2 years regardless. And so with Gabe Kapler, I'm in wait and see mode. Make me believe that you can manage a big league club. And he has basically, even if they go, say he goes 81-81 in 2021, then I'm saying, okay, you had some older players, you're trying to transition new young blood. That's I'll be optimistic then. But I got to be won over with Gabe Kapler. I got to be won over. I'm not optimistic that he can succeed at this level from what I've seen in Philadelphia, from what I've heard about the Dodgers situation. I'm not optimistic at all about Gabe Kapler, but I am leaving the door open to be won over when it comes to Gabe Kapler managing the Giants. And we'll continue to roll on that. Plus, we'll talk some NBA bubble a little bit later, the Niners. Steiny, I got to get your thoughts on the top 10 list that we were doing all last week, including Guru's. I want to get your thoughts on Guru's top 10 list at some point in the show. But 888-957-9570, we'll take more of your phone calls here. Does Gabe Kapler benefit from a prolonged offseason? Does he benefit from a 60-game season? More of your phone calls coming up, 888-957-9570. Dirty Guru Johnson, Matt Simon, Bonta Hill. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.